Hey photographers, I have a special announcement to make about a special sale coming up. It's actually an event. If you want to get a lifetime worth of photography business and marketing education at an amazing price, then I have to tell you about what's probably the biggest business photography bundle sale of the year. It's called the Complete Photography Business Bundle for 2016. It only lasts 5 days, and it's coming up February 25th, 2016. Now, this bundle will help you build a photography business that fits the lifestyle that you want. It'll be insanely useful for growing your business. Whether you're just starting out, trying to learn how to make money off of your craft, or even if you're an experienced professional photographer. As I mentioned, this bundle will be at an absolutely crazy discount. Dozens of top-notch photographers in the industry have contributed to this bundle specifically, so it's at a way better deal than I could ever offer on my own. When I first saw the discount they were planning on offering, I could not believe it. Not only will this be the biggest photography discount you've seen, but this bundle also has one of the largest impacts on charity that I've ever seen. The folks who put on this deal regularly raise six figures for charity every year, such as the Exodus Road Organization, which helps free modern-day slaves. And then there's also the Mercy Ships Organization, which helps provide life-saving surgeries for people who live in areas where medical care is nearly non-existent. Yes, that means you would be making a difference. As I mentioned, starting February 25th, this bundle will be live for only 5 days. Then they shut it down. Seriously. After 5 days, this particular bundle with this mix of products will no longer be available. So I'm sworn to secrecy about what's in the bundle, as well as the price of the bundle, until February 25th, the day it launches. So yeah, this is killing me right now. However, if you would like a reminder on the day of launch, February 25th, along with further details about what is specifically in the bundle, then head on over to photobundleforcharity.com and sign up. It's a quick page I set up with an easy-to-remember URL for those who are interested and want to learn more. You won't be actually purchasing anything. You'll just be signing up for a reminder so that this temporary deal doesn't come and go without you knowing about it. This page will also have the photos of the photographers who contributed to this bundle, a number of whom you will recognize, and a number of them I've even had on this podcast. I also include information about the charities that are being benefited. I'll also throw in an awesome bonus for those who end up signing up for the bundle. Full disclosure, I am an affiliate for this bundle, which means I get compensated for every sale made through my affiliate links. I am proud to help further such a great cause, and I'm also proud to help other photographers establish and further their photography businesses. This bundle also helps me support this podcast. So again, that URL is photobundleforcharity.com. Last thing, I know this is a time-sensitive offer that I'm announcing on an evergreen podcast, so if you're hearing this announcement after the event is already over, head on over to photobundleforcharity.com anyway. I'll include a sign-up form so that you can be notified of future photography bundles, although like I said, this particular bundle will never be offered again. So one more time, that's photobundleforcharity.com. All right, let's get to our episode. This is Shamira Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. Hey everybody, welcome to this Action Guide episode where I talk about some of the main takeaways from my discussion with photographer Bob Crist in the previous interview. If you have not listened to that interview, I highly encourage you to do so. It was an awesome chat. And what really stood out to me was the fact that the paradigm of the photographer is changing in the 21st century. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. Mainly, I want to answer the question, what does it mean to be a photographer in the 21st century? Now, Bob brought this up during the interview, and for him, he mentioned that he was mainly speaking towards editorial photography. But I still think that's a great question in general because things are changing across the board. And I'm going to hit on some key points. First, I'm going to talk about the money-making business models, how that's changing. And then I'm going to talk about how you have to really develop your brand, much more so than 15, 20 years ago. And then finally, I'm going to talk about how the process of getting noticed has changed. First, let's talk about how the money-making business models are changing as far as being a photographer. The nature of the business is essentially different now. Bob mentioned that back in the day, stock photographies used to make photographers quite a bit of money. You can make a living wage relatively easily off of stock photography, whereas today, it's much more difficult. While I'm sure there are stock photographers out there, it's to the point where Bob mentioned it's hard to give away stock photos because so many are available for free. And the ones that are not free, you can usually get at a very cheap price. And he was really speaking towards freelance editorial photography, but I really think that this applies to the industry in general. He mentioned that back in the day, if you had a solid portfolio and you were even somewhat dependable, you could knock on magazine doors, publication doors, and eventually get work. You could get assignments if you were consistent with it. You would get assignments, and then you could take the outtakes from those shoots and resell them as stock photography, for example. And then you could resell some of your previous magazine stories to publications overseas. It was a much more straightforward path, whereas today you have to be a jack of all trades. And I believe this is true for the editorial world, but also for portrait photography as well. And even for wedding photographers, I mean, across the board. Today, as far as being a jack of all trades, it's expected that you're going to have a blog, for example. And there are numerous other opportunities that you have to monetize your craft, such as a podcast. I run a podcast about photography, in addition to the photo shoots that I do. Bob also talked about how you could be an affiliate with camera companies, for example, even with software companies. You could lead photo walks to bring in money for your business today. I see plenty of photographers that do workshops, for example, teaching other photographers or other people how to better use their camera. He mentioned that many photographers are educators first, and not necessarily assignment shooters. And really the point there is that as far as being a jack of all trades, you have to have a much more well-rounded skill set today as opposed to 20 years ago. He did mention that with advertising and fashion photography, for example, it's still an assignment-based world, and so do take that into consideration. But in general, it's about a lot more than just taking photos. A lot of times I find myself writing and recording as much or more than when I'm actually shooting a gig, which is really interesting. Hey, photographers. I want to pause and take a quick second to tell you about the New York Institute of Photography at nyip.edu. It's an online school for students who want to learn photography from the comfort of their own home on their own time. Not only is the New York Institute of Photography the world's largest online photography school, but they've been in business for over 100 years. Yes, you heard that right, 100 years. Originally established in 1910, they got their start as a brick-and-mortar school. Fast forward to today, and the New York Institute of Photography is now an online school where you can study anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Every student gets a personal pro photographer mentor who will review your photos and help you improve. You can choose from 9 online courses based on your skill level and area of interest. They have courses on digital photography fundamentals, wedding photography, travel photography, photojournalism, marketing, and more. To view the free course catalog and daily specials, check out the New York Institute of Photography at www.nyip.edu. Again, that's www.nyip.edu. All right, the second point I want to talk about is developing your brand. Bob talked about how you need to develop the brand of me, is what he called it. And so I encourage you to think about your brand. And when I talk about brand, I'm talking about your social media presence and really building up your audience of loyal fans, gaining followers on Instagram, having your Facebook business page, followers to your blog, even your email newsletter, your list of followers that you have is really a valuable asset to your business today. It's about diversification. You're not just taking photos, you're cultivating this audience. Bob mentioned that you should think of yourself as a visual storyteller. It is a new way of nurturing your career. Today, photographers deal more with the general public as opposed to photo editors. And then the final point I want to talk about is that the process of getting noticed has changed. And so back in the day, 20 years ago, you could knock on doors, you could send out print postcards, promotional mailers, physical mailers to people, to businesses in order to get noticed. Whereas today, it's not so cut and dry anymore. Today, it's about putting your work out there, online, on social media. And of course, networking in person is huge as well. But online specifically, you have to cast a wide net. And this involves shooting even when you don't have an official assignment, for example. Bob said, give yourself an assignment and then promote the heck out of it. Because the key is putting out work and being noticed and continuing to produce high-level work that will eventually catch the eye of someone who needs your services, especially if you're putting it in the right place where your audience hangs out. Consistency is key. And one of the somewhat frustrating things about today is that you don't know when you're going to get noticed, especially a lot of times when you're first starting out. It may feel like you're putting in all this time, all this effort to write your blog posts, to schedule stuff out on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and you wonder when you start to see the fruits of your labor. Now, no one can tell you exactly when that'll be, and so that's when you really have to stick with it and be determined and know that if you put in the effort and you're doing it in a smart way, as far as knowing where your audience hangs out and the type of work that they need to see and what problem your photography solves, if you keep all of that in mind, then you will eventually gain traction. But it can take a while. So I thought this was really good advice from Bob. Just to sum up the 3 points that I quickly talked about today, I talked about how the money-making business model of professional photography is changing as far as how you are almost expected to be a jack of all trades, and it can really benefit your business for you to think about other money-making ways in addition to photo shoots, such as photo walks, workshops, for example, teaching online. Really think about how this can supplement the income that you bring in from photo shoots. Number 2, we talked about how you should develop your brand, developing the brand of you. And number 3, we talked about the process of getting noticed and how that's changed, especially today where it really involves putting yourself out there on social media, making sure that you have cast a wide net for people to really notice you. Also, I want to throw in there again, it's also important to get face-to-face with people as well. And so it's quite a mix of techniques that you have to really use today in order to gain traction for your business. I do want to end with a quote from Bob, and I love this. He mentioned, "It's determination as much as talent that will get you through." I believe this is absolutely true. Think about your business strategy today. Really take a step back, look at your business, and see what areas you can improve on and what areas you could really develop yourself more in. All right, that's all I have for you today. I just want to remind you to head on over to photobundleforcharity.com to check out more about this upcoming huge photography business sale. All right, go out there and be awesome.